I like your tattoos.
What are those numbers on your arm?
Oh, that's the date my dad died.
He was a fireman. Died in a fire 17 years ago.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Don't be, it's fine.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Not your dad.
We just wanted to make it as authentic and transparent as possible so that, you know, people at home could relate to, you know, some struggles that Scott was going through and, you know, just overall watching a family deal with tragedy and overcoming it.
The movie really is about heroes and it's a tribute to their sacrifice. And it felt like at this moment, the movie could, you know, make you laugh, but also help you process a lot of the trauma we're all experiencing right now.
It's semi-autobiographical, and there are some really serious issues in this movie about grief, and it's about mental health issues, you know, coming of age, you know, when you've like lost a parent.
By doing that, it's so nice that that could open a conversation or make someone feel less alone. Really sad at times and really funny, and it's just like the perfect combo, I think.
The first guy you date in 17 years is a fireman just like that? You don't think that's weird?
She's up for sainthood in my book. She gets the Gandhi Award. She's just fierce, fierce for her children. You get to spend a couple of hours with him. You know, it's very different from reading an article about him or hearing something, you know, social media or something like that, or even just his SNL persona.
It was a privilege for me to be able to play the character, knowing Pete's own story, and to tell him who his dad was.
Dad was a hero, and heroes are necessary, and they should be allowed to have families.
Yeah, the firehouse, the wolf pack. You know, that's where we shot, you know, all of our firehouse scenes. It was really cool because the firemen there were so, you know, inviting and let, you know, Judd and I just be a part of the firehouse, and we got to feel like part of the guys. And I think it really shows in the film. It's a really great movie to watch at home with your family. And I think, you know, it's an odd time to do it, but I'm proud that we're putting something nice and positive into the world.
He's a new friend.
You okay? You know, you could tell me.
I'm okay.
Oh, I trained her in the car. She's not going to break.
Three things I must have with me on movie night is soda, milk duds, and popcorn.